Okay. Hello to everyone, first of all, and I'm sorry in advance for my English because I'm not a native speaker, so I might make a few mistakes here and there, but in this recording I just wanted to demonstrate the feature of the newest TalkBack version 6.1 beta, that is language switching on the fly. I would love to thank TalkBack team so much for this. This was something that I really didn't expect, and I'm so glad it's part of TalkBack now. And ignore the negative feedback on the lists, because this is really, even if TalkBack was released with just this feature, it would make it a super awesome upgrade. But it has a few other features as well, which I will demonstrate here. They are not too groundbreaking, seriously, this is not a huge update, but you need to keep two things in mind when being negative. First thing, this is TalkBack 6.1. Now, you might be like, it's okay, so we've jumped from version 5 to version 6, but no huge features. And I'm going to tell you why this is so. We didn't jump from version 5 to version 6, actually. Version 6.0 of TalkBack was released with Android Oreo, Android 8.0. And that one did contain huge features. What about the both volume keys turning on TalkBack, fingerprint gestures, accessibility volume, all of that had to be implemented by TalkBack 6. So let's get that straight. TalkBack 6 did have huge features. This is only TalkBack 6.1 to bring some features to older devices, and some to Oreo devices as well. So just to get that straight. So, you know, you should understand that this is a minor update, not a major one. Even though it does have some, this is one major feature. I know that for English speakers it's not, but you have to understand that there are people who speak different languages in this world. So let's go to the home screen quickly. Okay, this is a thing which seriously needs addressing. I'll address it this way.
Okay.
So.
Search button, Pixel Launcher, actions, show Google app, double tap to activate.
As you see, we're on Pixel Launcher here, and I will quickly demonstrate how this feature works. So there are two things you must do for this feature. First one, you must have a TTS which supports multiple languages. For example, Eloquence, eSpeak, Vocalizer, even Google TTS, all of them support multiple languages. However, the feature does have a few bugs, and I'm hoping TalkBack team will listen to this demonstration, but even if not, I will send feedback through TalkBack settings about this, and you will hear which bugs are there currently. Two major ones, actually. Well, first one is not that major, it's just a bit of an oversight in my opinion, and we can live with that. But the second one is kinda, well, this seriously needs to be accessed in a different way. So, without further ado, let's start. I'm using Eloquence here. As you know, Eloquence supports 10 languages. So, to start using the language switching, there are two ways. Sorry for that. Turn the screen on in a minute, but there are two ways to use language switching. First one is, you can go to the global context menu, choose a quick language switch option, and you get a list of languages. Now, if your menu is set to be in a list view, the languages are obviously going to be shown in a list. If yours is set to be in a circular menu like mine, they're going to be shown circularly. So don't confuse this feature. This is not a language detection feature. Language detection is added in Android Oreo, but this is a great feature to switch languages. So let's unlock the device. The second way is something I forgot to mention, sorry. The first one is from Global Context Menu, and the second one, you can define a gesture, which makes this so much more awesome. Who likes going into the menu, choosing the option, and then, you know, interacting with it? You can define a gesture for it. In my case, the gesture is going swiping down and then left, because I have a back button on my device, so I don't need a gesture for that. So let's unlock the phone with the fingerprint here and show you how it works.
7:18 p.m. Unlock the device unlocked. Pixel Launcher.
Okay. So now, I'm going to swipe down and then left, which is my gesture, to see what happens.
Touch the screen and explore the circle to find an item, then lift to activate.
Here are the items available in the case of Eloquence.
Reset. English, United States. Spanish, reset.
Reset resets to the default language.
Spanish, English, United States.
Now, all of these are languages.
Cancel. English, German. English, Italian. Italian, Portuguese, Brazil. German, Germany, French, Portuguese, Finnish, Finland, English, Spanish, United States.
Let's switch to, I don't know.
Cancel. Italian, Italy.
Switch to here
English,
to
German.
Quickly to German or something.
Or French, France, Spanish.
Let's just choose Spanish. Well, so you simply lift your finger in the case of circular menus and it switches. like this.
So
now we're using the Spanish eloquence by simply performing a gesture. Isn't that awesome? Now, there's an oversight with this. Let me show you how Spanish eloquence reads an icon. You're wondering why is it using an English eloquence? Here's why. The way TalkBack team designed this, I don't know is this on, is this intentional or not, but English voice will still read hints, states, and all the stuff. Basically, all the TalkBack messages are still going to be read by English voice. Well, not English, but by your default language. Now, this is not bad when you look at it, because default DTS language will still be language of your phone anyways. So, it's not that bad, because you wouldn't want... Let's say, if default language of your phone is English, like mine is currently... You wouldn't want the Spanish voice to read, I don't know, checkbox, double tap to activate button. That would sound weird. So the way they did it is that it switches to English voice for stuff like that. Because see here, if I go, I don't know, around my home screen, this is Spanish. Is still properly being read in English, which, in my opinion, this is actually good, but maybe there could be a setting for this, something like, I don't know, use primary language to read TalkBack messages or something like that. There could be a setting for this, maybe, but in my opinion, this is not really a huge bug. And maybe it's not even a bug at all. Let's reset this back to English voice quickly. As you know, we perform a gesture. Choose the reset option.
Reset.
There we go, we're now in English. As you can see, this works just beautifully. Now here is where this feature totally fails, and maybe where it should have been designed in a different way. Let me show you. If I switch my voice to eSpeak, eSpeak has a bunch of languages, like 80 languages. Here's what will happen. Go ahead and switch to eSpeak. Now, I'm sorry, it's using a Serbian voice. Let's switch language quickly. Switch it to English here quickly. Oh my god, this scrolling. Okay. No, not that one. Damn it. Oh crap. What happened? Oops. Oh, okay, here, what happened?
Using Google, not checked, not checked, ETIL, not checked, eSpeak, radio, okay.
Okay, now we're using English. So now, if we perform the gesture, here's what happens. Nothing, because it's still loading the menu. It's now trying to load the menu, actually, because it has like 80 languages. Okay, now it loaded. However, the problem with this is, here's what you have in the menu.
Reset.
Cancel.
French.
Portuguese.
French.
Vietnamese.
Reset.
Reset. And that's all you have. Now this is, in my opinion, actually the huge problem of this feature. The way I would have designed this is to show this, if there are 10 or more languages, you show this in a list. However, if there are less languages, then you show it in this circle. Now let me actually see what happens if I turn the context menu to display as list. Will it display languages normally? I assume it will, but let's check. We'll turn that on quickly here. I don't like this setting, but we'll just test it. Go ahead and perform the gesture now. Also, it appears that it still doesn't quite do it right, actually. It still takes like 5 seconds to load the menu, but that's okay. Okay. Oh, it still shows 4 items. In any case, not a lot of people use eSpeak anyways. Now, I'm not saying that it shouldn't be fixed, of course it should, but this is not as huge issue as someone might seem. So this is how the language feature works. I hope you found this demonstration helpful, and I hope you will understand how important this feature for some of us is, because you know, when reading a text in a different language, this is extremely helpful, extremely. So let's I just wanted to show where you know, you go to the standard place to assign the gesture. Let's switch back to Eloquence, because some people like it more. Okay, this is also one thing that is weird with this beta. This doesn't happen always, and as you can see, all the time it works fine, but sometimes it takes it 5 seconds to open the context menus as well. I don't know why. So let's go to text-to-speech settings here very quickly. So, you know, it's the standard place to assign the gesture. You go to the manage gesture screen, or actually it's now just called gestures. Here. And you choose the gesture you want. Let's say swipe down then up, because you're not going to assign it, but I just want to show you. Double tap this. And at the bottom, you will see languages. This is what you want to double tap, and it's going to be set. Now, there's one more feature of this beta that people find confusing, and that is the editing feature. The editing feature does not actually bring up the keyboard, unlike some people said. Let's actually show what it does. Let's go ahead and open Messages app. Let's go ahead and tap the new message button. Actually, it's called Start new conversation. Go ahead and tap that.
Type name, phone number, email, and
okay.
Messages. Show English, US, use double
let's type in TalkBack. This keyboard, Gboard is having some issues though. That need fixing. Okay, we just typed in TalkBack. And let's perform the editing gesture. In my case, I configured it to be swiping up then left. Okay. We just launched the editing menu. Here's what it has.
Move cursor to the beginning. Move cursor to end. Select all. Start selection mode. Cancel button.
Is this not useful for you guys? Do you like instead going to the local context menu and then cursor control menu, or do you want just to perform one gesture?
So,
you know, the editing gesture does not actually open a keyboard. It opens the cursor control menu. So we can actually perform editing so much quicker now. So thanks again for TalkBack team. Thanks again to the TalkBack team for this as well. It's an awesome feature. And it really works. It took me some time to understand this editing feature as well, because it's not really well explained. He should have just mentioned, because the cursor control menu is now renamed to editing menu. So yeah, you should be aware of that. So yeah, here's how that all works. You know, that's a couple of interesting features, actually two interesting features of this beta. So far, I have not faced major bugs, but different devices make it different, so probably someone has, but I have not had major issues with this beta, really. I don't use dictation, though, and there have been issues reported with dictation, so people who use that are going to comment on that. Personally, I'm not using it that much, so I don't know if it's buggy, but there have been reports on the list that it is. So this concludes this TalkBack beta demonstration. I just wanted to, show you how some features work. So let's end the recording. Very good. Come on, This concludes this demonstration. I hope you found it helpful. greetings from me until some next TalkBack beta version that will hopefully have features that will satisfy everyone, even though that's not really possible. See you later, and hopefully you found this very helpful and you can now see how all of this works.